We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You're listening to Christian Fourier's 25-Hour Crusade for a Cure, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, by the Walmart Foundation, by Vertex Pharmaceuticals, by Shaw's and Star Market, by Issues Management Group, and by Ketch's Law Group.
This is I'm gonna let this play out a little bit. You like this, George?
Oh, I love it. Are you a David Lee Roth guy or a Sam Hayes?
Sure.
Guy?
I like them both.
CLR all day.
All right, so hold on. So his mic's not working. Is that red light going on? Down here. See that? See where you're right there, right? Is that red light? Press that. No, you know, Turbo, that one mic does not work. So you guys are gonna have, fortunately, gonna have to like bunk up and share the mic. So if you pull that one over there, you just go back and forth.
It's not the first time.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Last weekend in Philly.
Yeah, and you know what? You may not even need headphones. To be honest with you.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna do a roll call because there's a lot of people here who I don't know at all. So we're gonna start from my right, and we're gonna go around. State your name, your occupation, and why the hell are you here? This is what we used to do when we were in the league. It's like for rookies and first year players. You'd have to stand up, state your name, what school you went to, and then you'd have to sing your fight song.
Yeah, I don't have a fight song.
You don't have a fight song?
No.
All right, so go ahead, introduce yourself.
George Nightingale, and I've been part of the board with Christian getting this whole
set
up.
You were the Fourier Foundation board.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been such a huge part of this whole thing. Okay, so now
good
next,
stuff.
Next
I'm,
man.
I'm Mr. Monday. My real name's Carlo, but they call me Mr. Monday. My claim to fame is introducing the Be a Man guy to the internet.
So your name is Mr. Monday.
Call me Mr.
Monday. We're going with Mr. Monday.
I'm Mr. Monday.
And the Be a Man guy is like your brother.
It's my older brother.
It's your older brother. So how did you kind of go about making him famous and turning him onto the internet?
So we started a social media brand, a comedy brand called Breaking Balls.
Yeah.
2017, 2018, me and my partners, Joe McCall, Tonzo. And we had 11 different segments. My brother was one of them. And when we started putting out his content every day, it just, the thing blew up, got 500,000 followers. And then next thing you know, we got 7 million followers today.
We just need $1 from each of them.
Yeah. Jeez, yeah. I know.
That's all we need.
Did you kind of put that out? Hey, everybody donate a dollar?
We've tried, but, it's tough.
Yeah, no, they don't want you. All right, so the gentleman.
Bunch of cheap bastards.
The gentleman next to you who rolled in with no shoes, no socks, and a Viking hat.
Yes, my name is Mike McCarthy, but I identify as the comedy barbarian.
Okay. You identify as the comedy barbarian.
That is right. I'm actually a threat management consultant at an alternative medical facility when I'm not telling jokes on stage, which means I'm a security guard at a marijuana dispensary in Fairhaven, Massachusetts.
Okay. All right. Okay. I like it. And then this good-looking guy with a big grin on his face.
Matt Rivato, Boston Man Magazine.
Yeah, this is Boston Man. Really, really think about the man with the plan. And so here's how it works. So George introduced me to you, Matt, right?
Yes.
And we convinced you, really kind of strong-armed you, into doing
early in the morning,
doing a story on us. And I think the most important part is that you put us on the cover, right,
yeah.
George?
It's unbelievable.
And do you remember who you stated your case to bump from the cover?
Dana White. Dana White. I think it was more about Dana White bailing on the situation.
More like Dana White stating his case why he's not ready for Boston Man yet.
He's not ready. He's not man enough.
I'm not ready for Dana White.
He's not man enough. Yeah. You're not big enough for it. So how are you guys all like kind of related? Like how does this group? I feel like I'm in like a really cheap version of Mad Max.
I was hitchhiking.
It's like a Mad Max remake.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Twilight Zone. Wait, what is it? Matt, are you in charge of these guys?
So,
how does this work?
He's not owning that.
So Monday's on my advisory board.
Okay.
He's been with me from basically day one.
Okay.
He's been very instrumental in helping to keep me sane while we do this. And this is my first introduction to the Barbarian, to the comic Barbarian. Yeah, as Monday said that My brother can't make it, but he's gonna send an understudy.
The Barbarians,
yes,
the understudy.
So what is
like your stage vibe? Like, what do you do when you roll up there? Like, do you just?
Oh, it's pretty.
Like,
heavy.
Is it weird as a comedian, and when people say, "All right, tell me a joke." Like, is that, like, am I just a big ass for, like...
No, well, you know what?
It's like if you see a doctor.
I always have one in the chamber. Do you know what a sunburn is? God's way of telling the Irish get back in the pub. Bang, you get a joke quick.
There you go.
After that, it's like, you know. Whatever.
Okay, so is it, make sure, so the mic, you guys are sharing it, so we can't hear you if you're, like, so when you do tell your joke, steal the mic from Mr. Monday.
Okay.
So Roboto, when he did this magazine, there's no magazines out there anymore.
Yeah.
So I had to back this guy. He's Italian, I'm Italian, we had to help each other out.
Yeah.
And that's how, he loved having us guys around because we're comedy. I'm not a comedian, I'm a character. He's a comedian. And my brother, the Be a Man guy, character, not comedians. So that's what we got to get straight and need people to know.
And
he's not here tonight because he got a hernia operation today.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like he's a man.
Be a man. What would Be a Man say about that?
You got to hear the story.
He said a couple things already.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me how. Wait, what happened?
He got the hernia. We were at a function, and can I say broads?
Yeah.
All right. So four broads jumped. I know. Four broads jumped him, and then the fifth one was like 220. And
wait,
she
jumped him as like, jumped oh, him you're like, so jump, hot, or yeah, like wanted to beat you up?
Oh no!
Like in an
jumped
alley?
Him like, oh my God, yeah. Be a man, guy. This guy's unbelievable. He's walking away with four broads on him, and then the fifth one was 260 pounds, and that was it. Boom, four hernias.
That was it.
Four
over.
Hernias.
Wow.
No.
He looks like he's like built like you. Like you're a big guy.
Yeah, he's an animal. This guy's an animal.
And so he couldn't handle four what broads?
He couldn't handle four broads, but the fifth broad was a monster, bigger than you.
Really?
Yes.
She didn't want to be left out. Why should she be left out?
She looked like a unicorn.
Jeez. So you're all connected. I've seen a little bit of what you do, Mr. Money. It's more of like on the street interviews. Am I right about that?
Yeah, a lot of that.
And so like, what is the shtick? Like, is it just, and why Mr. Monday? Like, is.
Because Monday's a get up and go day. Like your world starts every Monday because you screw up for a week. You got to start it over again.
Okay.
You know, it's a get up and go day. So we had a show for 3 years on Monday nights. He used to come to them all. And that's when we started introducing the Be a Man guy. And he started getting huge, and then
what is it? Be a Man guy?
Boston, Be a Man.
Oh, okay.
This guy right here. Which Wait. Christian? This is for you.
Do you have any to read?
I can read.
Hold on. We're gonna do a reading. Hold on. So
first off,
page you open to.
Yeah.
Hey,
you gotta read
Christian.
It.
We can call him because he got his operation, but he's on call. Okay. If we can do that.
If he wants to call in,
yep.
He can call in 617-779-7937. Because I feel like
technology here to make.
Yeah,
that
we do know how to use
617-797.
617-779-7937. So what we're going to do is, all right, here we're going to take a quick break. If he wants to come on, he can do, I feel like we should do, like, here's an example of what Be a Man is, right? He says, don't buy drinks for girls. Always go home alone. Be a man.
But then he got beat up by four broads.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
He says, don't take the elevator. Take the stairs. Be a man. Okay, so I kind of get what we're doing. I get where we're kind of going here.
You can work with that.
If your girl gets drunk at the bar, get her a water and keep drinking on her tab. Be a man. Did I get it?
Is your brother married?
It doesn't sound as good when you say it.
Wait, you really? All right, yeah. I'm going to try. All right, let's take a break. Play us out, Turpin, and then we come back. I'm going to do a better job of being a man.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Celtics won their eighth consecutive game tonight as they defeated the Atlanta Hawks 126-101 without Malcolm Brogdon and Marcus Smart. The Celtics are now 7-2 against teams with 500 or more record this season. They now travel to New Orleans to take on the Pelicans this Friday at 8:30. The Patriots take on the New York Jets this Sunday with kickoff at 1 p.m. at Gillette. Seven Patriots players are on the injury report, including Christian Barmore and Kyle Duggar, who are both limited participants in practice today. The Bruins are on a four-game win streak of their own. They are off until tomorrow night, until they host the Philadelphia Flyers. And some Red Sox news, bench coach Will Venable is leaving the organization to become the associate manager of the Texas Rangers. You're listening to Christian Fourier's 25-hour crusade for a cure. To donate, go to WEI.com/crusade or diabetes.org/WEI. I'm Justin Turpin. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Christian Fourier's 25-Hour Crusade for a Cure, raising money for the American Diabetes Association. For more info, head to weei.com/crusade. Now, we're back to WEEI.
All right, Mo, are my headphones? I swear to God, I hate these headphones, and I hate this plug. I can't hear anything. I gotta like blare it. Okay, so listen. So, cast of characters. I can't remember everybody's name. But I was just gonna wait. It's gonna be Matt. You are. Would you call yourself the editor in chief, owner? So how does that work with Boston Men Magazine?
Owner, publisher, editor in chief, janitor, okay. Writer.
Okay. Well, you told me you had a story to tell, so I want to hear it.
So, so the Fall magazine just came out last week, and I ended up. Putting the whole thing out, and then I was took a road trip down to North Carolina for Brittany Baldessari's wedding. Brittany was actually one of the contestants on Greg's when Greg his contest,
trying to get that job.
Brittany
okay,
MTV fame, and she got married. Went down there, took a road trip, and then stopped in Atlantic City on the way home. So I spent a couple nights in Atlantic City, and it's Philadelphia, Atlantic City, that whole area, South Jersey. It's a different animal. So there's an obsession with Tom Brady in particular, which just isn't healthy. It's crazy. And I've spent some time down there, and I was used to this. But I'm at Tropicana in Atlantic City, and we're at a piano bar. And this guy is pretty good on the piano bar, you know, dueling pianos, all this. Then all of a sudden he starts singing this song. It's a version of the Wagon Wheel song, Darius Rucker.
And, he's just like, rock you baby like a rag.
And I don't know. And he's just like, I'm Brady, you da 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 this, whatever, da da da, you cheater. Like,
ooh.
And then he goes, and fuck four. He was like, Fourier was offsides. And he's just like, that fumble or that onsides kit, Fourier was offsides. And this is all in his son. I'm like, what?
What?
No, he wasn't. And like, I'm like, no, he wasn't.
So what is he talking about? What offside?
Philly's dirty.
So I start talking to this guy afterwards. Do you remember the American Idol contestant who about 10 years ago was obsessed with Paul Abdul? Like to the point he was singing, he's like, I'm going to stalk you. I'm going to make you.
I thought we all were.
To the point where, you know, Simon actually like, he was like, security, get him out of here. Well, this is the guy. It's a very famous clip. Like, if you see this,
really?
He was singing to Paul Abdul.
No, I do not remember.
He got arrested for that.
He's
got a thing for you, Christian.
His name is Paul Martirano. Not to be confused with my buddy Steve Martirano.
So he basically had just random names on the roster and just made up stuff.
He had the names right.
I know, but
he had that
the actual
guy that the onside kick.
Yeah,
but he was claiming offsides on it.
Even though I was the second man behind the first line,
he's got his number.
You got his phone number for what?
For those to call in
tonight.
Let's prank him.
And
And
there was a lot of Brady stuff, a lot of Nick Foles stuff.
So you decided, hey, let me go sidle up next to this guy, and
I was one of like five people in there, but it was Yeah, but anyways, it's Paul. He's listening, but Paul, you can call in.
Is listening.
So he might do.
So Paul's a nut job.
So he's not in Atlantic City.
He's going to do a rendition.
He's not outside.
He lives here in Boston.
No. You can call in from anywhere.
Oh no, but I think he's listening online.
Yeah.
Psycho's listening right now.
But
thank God we're in a different
Paul.
State.
So we're going to
get
a call.
Get your facts straight.
We're going to get
What's wrong
a
with
call
you,
Paul, yeah, and he'll tell you about
Paul. Straighten out. Get out of Philly. It's dirty. The cheesesteaks suck. There's rats everywhere. Get your head examined.
You know what?
Offsides. What's wrong with you?
What is the difference between Philly fans and Boston fans, really, though? Do you think there's a difference?
We're a little smarter.
More winning in Boston.
Other than that,
yes,
like I feel like
success.
They're the same. I hear everybody, you know, yelling and screaming about, you know, the Philly fans, you know, and the Eagles fans, and both teams were good. And I'm sitting there going, it's a carbon copy of what's happened here over the last 20 years. I mean, a little more success, but, you know, they're talking about greasing the pole so nobody, like, climbs up there. It's insane.
Didn't they throw batteries at a
Santa? No, Santa. That was at Santa Claus.
I know, but that was, like, 50 years ago. Oh. Like, they're much more classier now, right? They're much more classier.
The late, great Tony Siragusa told me the Philly fans were worse than anyone. And New England was number two.
But worse than anyone? And like, oh, I love it because it's really fun to play there?
Ignorant.
Really?
That's what he told me.
Wow. I always thought the best fans, as far as best like game atmosphere as a player, was anywhere the Raiders were playing. Like, if you played against the Raiders, like, that was the most fun because they dress like you. You got a stupid, crazy hat on. They're yelling. You got their face painted. Like, they're all
Is that
insane.
Really what you thought, or subliminally did you go, Raiders?
Yeah, I know. All right, so you want listen, your brother is on the line.
Let's get him on the phone.
Your brother, what is your brother's name?
Haman.
Haman?
Haman. Haman. Like Haman Killebrew Haman.
Okay, he said, did he not, George? Did
he said Haman.
Haman?
Haman.
Oh, yeah. So this is your Italian Boston accent coming out.
I guess so.
Isn't it crazy, like hardcore Italian with like a Boston accent? It's very confusing.
What's going on with your last
name?
Look
who's on.
Well, my last name
ends
is
in
actually,
a vowel. So
my last name is actually Italian. It's a long story. My dad was not raised by his real dad. We pronounce it with a French accent, even though it's Italian. By the time we were old enough to really realize it, I wasn't really willing to change anybody's
All of it in the cover story.
I love it.
There we go.
I knew you're a Paisan.
I feel like we should do a reading.
He's a Valley guy.
Do you guys want to do a reading at like after we talk to your brother? Like everyone's going to read a paragraph.
That's 5,000.
Okay.
That's 5,200 words.
I'm in.
We can do
it. Hey, Christian, look who's up after.
Who's that? Paul from Philly. All right, let's go to Harmon in Salem, Mass. Harmon, how you doing, buddy? You're on with everybody.
Good. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard you got a vasectomy. How's it going?
I actually got a penis reduction.
Too big?
Can I say that on you?
Yeah, you can say
you
penis.
You just said it.
Well, I already said penis. We've already said bra.
Yeah, he said the F word. You can say you can say that, but like nobody's like.
You warned me not to swear, and then you swore.
You said the F word, which is like the worst thing possible.
It's a fundraiser. We're all set.
You know, I was trying to be Philly authentic with
really?
The story, and okay. I fudged up.
Amen, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good. You know, let me tell you something about my brother. He had my daughter steal my car so I wouldn't drive in because I planned on coming in.
Really?
Oh, story changes.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't a real man just, you know, find a way either way? Like, isn't it kind of contradictory of, like, you know, your whole philosophy? I'm looking at your book right now, and like a real man.
There might be a chapter on that.
Is there a chapter on, like, you know?
Yeah, but I
want to
hear about how he got beat up by four girls. Or brides.
I started to walk and my stitches broke open and I almost bled to death. So I came back home.
Yeah. Wait, so what happened? How did you get really, like, tell the story without exaggerating. Did four women actually jump you and.
Four women in a fucking wheel.
Oh my God.
Not
okay,
on the meal.
We can't curse.
Oh,
North Shore Italians.
We're all in trouble. We're all in trouble.
She was a whale. She was a whale, Haman. How big was she? She was like 260. I saw the back end of her. She was, she had a stain.
No, I'm sorry. I thought we could say the F bomb.
No, you can't say the F word on the radio. We just dumped 15 seconds of the show.
Only 10 seconds.
Is it 10 seconds?
Only 10 seconds.
I feel like we're in a lot. Are we in trouble?
If anyone's in trouble, it's going to be me, so we're good.
Good.
You get the right kid back there. That kid's unbelievable.
Does this mean you have to be 25 hours and
That's
10
my
seconds
guy right
now?
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
Hold on.
Go ahead, Harmon.
Did Carlo tell you Wiggy's cousin?
Yeah, Wiggy's related too, believe it or not.
How?
Yeah, so
like, his mother.
His mother is what?
Our last name, which I'm not going to say because we don't want
is
people.
Wiggins?
No.
Amen.
But our last name, which we can't say because his house gets people go to his house and stuff.
Yeah.
But his mom's half of what we are.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming
Wiggy's a good man.
Wiggy's a jerk. Let's be honest. Like, no, he isn't, Harmon. Let's be honest. He's a fraud. He's a fraud. He's a has been. He's a one game. He's a one game like champ. That's what it is. Like, I've never seen a guy get more out of one game than Wiggy. No.
Who has more career touchdowns, you or him?
Doesn't really matter.
Oh, he must have more than
I don't know.
No,
I have no idea.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't.
I have no idea.
You had a better spike than Gronk, by the way.
All I say is, like, you guys are all, of course, Team Wiggy.
No. Not here.
Are you out of your mind?
I love Wiggy, but your spike between your legs better than Gronk all day long.
All right, Monday. How about this? Who has
the record for the oldest combined age quarterback to receiver touchdown reception.
Hmm. Who would that be? Steve Grogan.
Grogan to Russ Francis. I don't know.
He's starting off at like 47.
It would actually be me.
Yeah. You and who?
Who do you think the quarterback was?
Oh, it was Brady.
Nope. No, Brady was too
young. Oh, it was the backup guy. That backup guy that one year.
Listen, come on.
No. You got to think old. You got to think old. Paisan.
You got to think Italian. Yeah. Come on.
Yep.
Testaverde.
Harmon
has it.
Harmon, who's better than you?
Harmon's got it. Harmon's got it.
Christian, it's good.
We're going to put the
It's good to know that the guys on my advisory board have read the story.
I don't want to cheat. It's a cheat sheet.
Yeah, you're really doing the work. All right, so listen, Harmon. You got anything to plug? Because I know there's so many people listening to us right now at 12:30 a.m. in the morning. A lot of truck drivers, a lot of delivery people.
All right, well, we get the book. We got Patreon. Marry a stripper, be a man. That's all I got to say.
Wait, stripper.
But anyways, you want to know a story about the brides that jumped on me, right?
Yeah.
So I'll tell the clean version.
Yeah.
So we were at a function, and one girl asked if I could pick her up with one arm, and she hopped on, and I was carrying one arm. So another one came up, jumped on my other arm. So I was carrying, they weighed like 120 each. So I was walking around doing curls with them. And then the two friends jumped on the front. So I was trudging along. And then this big water buffalo came from behind and jumped on my back. And I heard something pop. So that happened in June. So I've been dealing with it all summer. And, we're going on tour again in a month. So I just wanted to get it taken care of before we went on tour. The thing that sucks is I can't go to the gym and lift heavy for a couple of weeks.
And
so
he's a lot of blood in his urine.
Mm. Well, that's a kidney issue.
Yeah.
What are you doing down there?
Unreal. You're feeling good, though, Harmon?
You don't want to know.
All right, Harmon. Listen, if you have to leave, you have to leave us with your best joke, whatever it is, something that we'll remember.
Clean.
What would it be? Okay. It's got to be clean, Harmon.
All right. They're all the best, but I'll give you a good one. Yeah. How about on your first date with a vegan, take it to a slaughterhouse. Be a man.
Love it.
Oh, jeez.
I actually
hung up on him by accident. Harmon, I didn't like the joke. I just actually hit the wrong button by accident. So that was Be a Man. That was The Ultimate Guy. So you want to – where can they pick this book up?
You get this book on Amazon. You can get it in Barnes & Noble. It's all over the place.
Okay.
It came out November 1st.
Okay.
It was 15,000 pre-sales.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, so I have a question for you guys. We had this discussion really pretty much the entire show, okay? And I don't know if you guys have been listening since you've been driving in or anything like that, but the situation is this. You are flying on a plane. You get on. You have the window seat, and you have somebody sitting in the aisle. So you have somebody sitting in the aisle and in the middle seat. You have to get to your seat. Once you enter that row to get to your seat, do you walk in crotch facing the people sitting down or butt first? Crotch or butt? I'm going to start with George. I'm going to start with George first. You are entering a plane. You're right. You're going to your seat. Do you get to your seat by your crotch facing the people who are sitting? Or do you go butt first?
Well, I find myself starting one way and then spinning and ending up the other way by the time I get to my seat.
So you're gonna enter the aisle and then twirl?
Yes.
Twirl? That's never going to work. You're never going to be able to twirl?
Yeah.
I think you know what you're doing.
That may be the worst answer I've heard the entire night.
No, you're going in like this, right?
You got to put the mic by. We can't hear him.
You're going in like this. I'm following you.
Yeah.
In like this, right? They're there. And like this, and then as you get across, you go this, and you land.
Oh, it's like
that keeping everything away from
the
middle
seat. It's like a
Matthew
Judon move, you know, exactly. To get to the quarterback.
I mean, but ultimately, it's the crotch first.
If there's two broads in the seat, you pull your pants down, you go face first.
Okay. You cannot take your pants off, Mr. Monday.
Oh, you didn't say that.
You cannot do that. Okay. Hashtag me too. All right, you can't do that. So which way are you going in? Do you think that my philosophy is if the people sitting in the aisle and the middle seat do not have the courtesy to get up, well, then you make them feel uncomfortable. You go crotch first. You make sure you keep eye contact, and you make them pay, and they just have to suffer with what's all going on in front of them.
Crotch first, eye contact. I like that.
Yeah. I feel like it's like a real, dirty way. Be a man. Yeah, they go, use that one. Turn that into a joke.
I usually try to, hurdle them and go straight in.
Yeah.
And I'll depend on who it is. What about you?
No, that's my technique, actually. I try to, step over them.
You're usually in first class. You don't have that problem.
Yeah. Well, so you're not. Oh, yes. Oh, he's one of those guys.
Big shot.
Not even close.
Now, listen, who is this guy, Paul from Philly?
Is this the singer guy? Yeah.
Should I really take this call?
Pull him in, American
Idol. Is he a complete psycho?
You better watch himself.
Did you, like, promise this guy airtime? Like, call in, mail, make you famous. Did you do that?
No, I didn't.
Consummate salesman.
The irony of 48 hours later.
Is he on the next cover?
Okay, and hold on. Let's go. Paul from Philly.
On Philly Man's cover.
Didn't get arrested for that. What's going on, Paul from Philly?
No, I've never been arrested, but usually I'll go in butt first and then crop dust him with a fart. But actually, as you say in Boston, a fat. But that's what happens on the plane. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Actually, the crop dusting has been a big, like, answer. A lot of people, like, listen, we're talking about sending them a message. You go butt first and then you crop dust them. I would say,
I think so.
So how do you know Matt?
Matt showed up at my show with a guy. Actually, that guy you were with kind of looked like Joe from the Impractical Jokers, your buddy.
He's gotten that before.
Who, George?
No, I wasn't here.
Oh, who?
My buddy from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. All right. So wait, are you the singer?
Yeah, I am.
Do you want to sing us a song? Can you sing us a song before we go to break?
Sure.
Sing the song about me being offsides.
Oh, you were offsides.
Off? How was I offsides on an onside kick? How was I offsides on an onside kick? It's impossible.
So wait, you were actually, you played in that Super Bowl and recovered that kick?
Yes.
And illegally recovered that kick?
How was I offsides? I'm actually not on the front line. I'm the back line. I'm the second line.
The Super Bowl.
They lose that game.
Did Donovan McNabb throw up before or after you recovered the onside kick? I can't remember.
Before. Because that was the last. And that's a funny story because I thought the game was over. I had a Super Bowl hat in the back of my pants. Thinking that we were going to be able to celebrate on the field, but sure enough, we didn't get a first down. We had to come off the field. Yeah. Anyways, are you ready to sing? Ready to sing us to break?
No. What I was singing to Matt, because in Philly, we love the fact that Nick Foles beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Mm,
true.
And, it usually gets everyone going crazy when we're in the middle of wagon wheels, and we do something like this. Nick Foles beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady cried like a little girl. Cry, you little girl, Tom Brady. Cry, you little girl, Tom Brady. So Matt really liked that a lot when we played that.
That was pretty good, man.
But I want to hear
wait,
him.
Wait, keep going. Come on, keep going.
You're going to play us to our commercial, so I want you to get to the part. I want you to get to the part where I was offsides.
Yeah, where you're making stuff up.
No, there is no part where you were offsides. All I said, I said before the song, for it was offsides. Mm. But that was back in the 2004 Super Bowl. We're talking about the one that
really special.
We thought you had a song about all this stuff in one great song.
Sounds like he talks
a little bit of a letdown. You have a nice voice, but we thought there was more to it. And actually, you're not as crazy as I thought. I'm sorry, Yelly. You don't need help. You just seem like a guy that's very, talented and kind of obsessed with sports. Sorry, my bad.
Well, was he on American Idol too? Is this the Paula Abdul guy?
Yeah. So, Paul, tell the story of how we.
All right, real quick. So we got to go to break.
Do you want to hear the Paula Abdul?
Yeah, real quick.
On American Idol.
You got 2 minutes.
There is this girl I know, I follow her around. She hasn't noticed me, it really gets me down. I broke into her house when she wasn't there. Took off all my clothes and tried on her underwear. I'm always thinking of her. I really think that I love her. But I'm not much of a talker, so I guess that I'll just stalk her. If she were up to bat with a guy on first, I would balk her. If she were all over from the dimes, I'd be Jimmy Walker.
Stop.
If she were a bathtub, I would caulk her. But I don't bathe, so I'll just stalk her. If she were a doggy, I would walk her. If she were a blackboard, I would chalk her. If I were Columbo, I'd Peter Falk her. But I'm not, so I'll just stalk her.
All right, okay. All right, all right. Good.
Phenomenal.
Excellent job.
Woo.
All right, we're going to take a break. Peter, Paul from Philly. Paul from Philly.
Watch the video.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Christian Fourier's 25-Hour Crusade for a Cure. To donate, head to weei.com/crusade. Now, we're back to WEEI.
There is this girl I know, I follow her around. She hasn't noticed me, it really gets me down. I broke into her house when she wasn't there. Took off all my clothes and tried on her underwear.
Wow.
I'm always thinking of her.
Fade to black. Had enough of him. All right, so we don't have a lot of time left. So really quick, though, because here's the thing. So I get caught up in, like, just, like, everything that's going on, and I forget to, like, remind people that we're actually trying to raise money. So right now we're at $78,324, 26% of our goal, which is $300,000. If you're listening, I don't care where you are, if you're on the Twitch stream, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, if you are listening at home, if you're in your car, pull over. Go to diabetes.org/WEEI. Really, you can donate as little as $10. And let me tell you, everything matters. Everything's important, you know, because in the end, we're just going to add them all up, and hopefully it's $300,000. So diabetes.org/WEEI. Boys, we don't have a ton of time, but I'll make sure we talk about where you guys are going to be.
Pony up, people.
How can people watch you? Where can they find you? What's next on the horizon?
So December 14th, we have a show at Laugh Boston. That's a Wednesday night. It's going to be a great show. It's a B-Man show. It's a B-Man experience. It's a variety show. It's a lot of fun. He's the lead comedian, right here?
Yeah, you can go to thecomedybarbarian.com. All my stuff's there. I just started dressing like this because I identify as Xena Warrior Princess. Yeah, it is a little cold outside, but, you know, what are you going to do?
So are you the opening act for these guys?
Yeah. It's a whole, like you said, a variety show. I go out and I tell jokes for a little while, and then
do you tell stories or do you tell jokes?
I tell jokes. Well, I tell, like, quick stories or whatever. And last week I hosted the Philadelphia cheesesteak eating contest and talked a kid down from puking in the middle of the show like a Marine in his eyes. So yeah, you never know what's going to happen at the BMN experience. Make sure you get your tickets. It's going to be wild.
So say it again. The date is December what?
December 14th. And then December 17th, we're at the winery, City Winery in Manhattan in New York.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. You guys classing it up.
Classing it up.
Winery.
And this book, people got to buy the book. I mean, this thing's $20. Hardcover. Unbelievable.
What kind of crowd do you guys get?
Eclectic.
I'm curious.
Very eclectic.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I bet it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Not eclectic.
The last show, there was a kid with 6 rows of teeth.
Oh, Lord. 6 rows? 6 rows, like a shark? Like a shark, right?
Another guy had a tail. No, I'm telling you, it's pretty consistent.
Okay. So, Matt, I want to end with you because, listen, you did us a huge solid, and you wrote this unbelievable article in Boston Magazine.
Boston Man.
Sorry. Boston Man Magazine. I'm just staring at myself like, wow, I'm so handsome.
But that's a better. Isn't that better?
That's a very good picture of you.
And I hated it too at first, but not really.
I didn't like it at first. Hey, we talked you into that.
Into
yeah,
it. I didn't want
to
do it.
Absolutely talked you into
it. You know what my idea was? My idea was to be like butt naked, sitting in a bathroom holding a needle, and I wanted the caption to be, "It's not what you think." No, I wanted it to be, Boston has a drug problem. But it's not what you think. I want to be like, oh, ooh, you know. I think George talked me off the ledge on that one.
Yeah, definitely did.
Kind of like that. You had one idea.
Mental high five, George.
So here's what you do. You wrote this article. It was phenomenal. Okay, it was phenomenal. So I'm going to get you some Turpin. I'm going to get you some classical, a masterpiece theater.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Music.
PBS.
And I want PBS. Yeah. So go ahead, Turpin. Let me see. Hold on. Let me listen to this. Turn it lower. It's a little bit.
Is this Yanni?
I know, right? A little bit higher. Bring the bass up. Where's my snare drum?
This is part of it.
All right. So, Matt, you are going to read your favorite passage from Boston Man magazine, where the title is Christian Fourier's Blitz on Diabetes, which I steal. I told you. Like, that is the best line. 25-hour crusade for a cure, blitzing diabetes 1 hour at a time. Are you ready? Do you have? I want your most dramatic reading voice. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your floor is yours.
But well, first I want to say before I go to my favorite passage, when I interviewed you,
yeah,
we had set aside an hour,
yeah,
and we talked for 3 hours. It felt like it was a half hour. Like that conversation we had, just going through your life, everything with Caleb, and I think. You know, it's important to say, too, it's like, you know, I spent time with Caleb separate yeah. from you and when putting the story together. Yeah. And it's just, it was, you know, thank you to both of you. And it's, yeah. I mean, you got an incredible kid. You
yeah. Really no, did. I remember, dude, I got to go to work.
Yeah, no, you
got to go to work.
No, you had.
What do I have going on?
Your daughter was going to the dentist or something? Or
jeez, oh, I don't know. I have so many damn kids.
It was
like a barbarian. I have kids like a barbarian.
But keep track.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So I think, and actually, when I've. You know, George brought the story brought you to us, and it was I said it to George after I wrote the full thing, and he said, "Beautiful, like that's like we told your story from, you know, from the valley,
yeah.
right up through where you're at now with doing this." And I think my favorite part was you and I spent a lot of time talking about the Boulder days in Colorado.
Oh yeah,
and it's just I'm gonna read a passage from.
Okay, before you read it, wasn't it one of your biggest events too, the releasing of the publication? Like on the boat?
That that's the most attendees we've
right.
ever had.
That's what I mean.
That was
it just got
Christian brought 100 people.
I typically don't do that. They're private events, but why
yeah,
not? We had a gorgeous yeah. summer night and it's
yeah,
that
was a blast. That was all right, fun. You ready? All right, so
this is
go ahead.
This is part two of a 5,200 okay. word essay about Christian. And it's called Heading to Boulder. Washington wasn't the only school that passed on Christian in the early 90s. Despite a standout schoolboy career at the tight end position, there were not a lot of letters coming in from the big conference programs. Colorado saw something in me, though, that a lot of other schools were just overlooking, Christian points out, and I am forever grateful that they did. So in the fall of 1990, Christian joined Coach Bill McCartney's Colorado Buffalo squad that would go on to win its only national championship in school history. Following a freshman campaign that saw him receiving less than desired reps, although both of his receptions that season did result in touchdowns, Christian took advantage of the summer heading into his sophomore year to bulk up in the weight room and fill out his body. That's when it all started to click. Christian grins. I realized
like 50
to reach my potential. And in order to take advantage of every opportunity in front of me, I needed to become an ASS hole.
I feel like you should say that for emphasis. He could drop it.
I needed to become an asshole. In professional wrestling, there is a term used to describe when a good guy becomes a bad guy. It's called turning heel. That August, Christian turned heel on the coaches that had overlooked him the previous year. When we got back on the field, I remember just tossing guys. I made it a point to not only be the best, I wanted to embarrass all of the coaches who had slighted me. Those coaches took notice. Once inserted with the first unit, Christian would go on to haul in 30-plus receptions his next three seasons, amassing 325-plus yards receiving in each. He would be a key cog in a very formidable offense that paired him as the tight end with Cordell Stewart at quarterback, Rashawn Salaam at running back, and Michael Westbrook at wide receiver. As captain his senior year, Christian would lead the Buffaloes into battle week in and week out against one of the nation's toughest schedules, culminating with one of the most famous games and plays in the history of college football. On September 24th, 1994, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Stewart connected with Westbrook on a game-ending 64-yard Hail Mary, a pass that traveled a ridiculous 75 yards in the air to deliver a 27-26 victory over the favored Wolverines in a play that is forever immortalized. I saw how we say that wrong.
Yeah, I got finished.
As the miracle in Michigan. I remember it like it was yesterday. I wasn't even on the field at the time. They chose to put the fast guys in. Christian reminisces. At no point, though, did I think we were going to lose that game. Talk about euphoria.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. It's like Game of Thrones music in the background. Woo. The crescendo.
I was built for this. Wow. I was built for this.
You were. Excellent job. Hey, this has been a great hour, and we went longer than we should have. Great hour. Thank you guys for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of this. I absolutely love you guys. We are going to, I don't even know, listen, pick a song. Well, if you want a song to be remembered by, actually, it's too late, right? You're like, you can't grab this quickly, can you?
I could try.
How about
How about The Wizard from Black Sabbath?
The Wizard, I'm going to talk really slowly as Justin tries to find the song, The Wizard from Black Sabbath.
I can read another paragraph.
Already. No, we got to break. We have to break. Even though that was very inspiring, I feel like everyone should read that just for like inspirational
Christian,
sake.
Christian, one word to describe Brady.
Me?
Yeah.
Just nice.
What about Belichick?
Oh, well, too late. There's your song.
The Wizard.
All right, that's it. Play it out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.